Woohoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk about the letters U and R. But before we do, I want to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because you know it. We're gonna what? Yes, we're gonna color first. So, like I said, we're going to work on U-R. When U and R get together, U is a vowel. You know our vowels are A-E-I-O-U. Well, when U gets next to the R, you can't hear it. All you're going to hear is this, R. That's it. The R gets super bossy and it controls the vowel of the U and it says you don't get to talk. And so the U doesn't get to say anything at all. And all you hear is R. U-R says R. And that's it. So I want you to look for the first object in your picture that has that R sound. Ready? Here we go. T-R-key. T-R-key. Turkey. Turkey has our sound. Find your brown crayon, because a turkey is brown, and color that turkey brown. So turkey. R has a U-R. R, it's a U-R. Even though we can't hear the U, when you hear T-R, the R sound is U-R. I'm gonna be saying it a lot. U-R says R. R, turkey. Turkey has a U-R. Okay, take two more seconds for that turkey. Two, one. All right, I want you to look for another object. Ready? Curtain. Curtain. Curtains. Do you see the two windows? Each window has two curtains. We're going to color all four curtains. Let's find a purple crayon and color the curtains purple. Listen to the word curtain. Curtain. Curtain has a U-R. U-R says R. Now listen to the word purple. Purple. Purple has our U-R sound also. Purple curtains. U-R is in purple, and U-R is in curtain, and U-R is in turkey. So go ahead, take three more seconds. Three, two, one, and let's color around the windows where the curtains are. Let's color around the windows where the curtains are. Let's color the windows brown. The outside and then the T in the middle. You know that T, like the up and down stripes? Let's color those brown too. I don't know another way, like it's the letter T. Do you see it in between the curtains? Color those brown and color around the windows too. The windows have curtains. Curtains. The R sound is what two letters? Yes, U-R makes our R sound in curtains. The U-R, when they're together, that R doesn't let the U talk, not at all. So windows have curtains, and it looks like we're going to have some turkey a little bit later. Yum. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Okay, let's look for this. Ready? This is going to be a little bit different. Just pay attention. Ready? P-er. P-er. Purr. What can purr in our picture? Yes, the kitty cat. Look at him. Well, he's so cute. Let's color him orange. Let's make him an orange tabby cat. Go ahead, start coloring it orange. So cats can purr, and purr has our er sound. What two letters are making the er sound? Yes, you are, says er in purr. Purr. Kitty cat says purr, purr, purr. And we're making our cat orange. Have you ever seen an orange cat? My friend has an orange one. His name is Rocky. But this cat, I don't know what name it is. We could name it whatever we wanted. But it purrs, especially when they're happy and satisfied, or maybe you're petting it will purr. Purr has our er sound. What two letters make our er sound? You are. I told you, I'm going to say it over and over and over and over again. All right, boys and girls, I want you to look for this. This might be a little bit harder, but I'm going to help you. Ready? Tell me this word. T-ern. T-ern. Turn. If we want to bake that turkey, we want to cook that turkey, we need to turn on the what? Yes, the oven. Do you see it back there? We need to turn on the oven. Let's color the oven gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your black crayon and color really lightly, or you could use your pencil. Your pencil will make a great gray color. So we have to color the oven back there behind the boy. We want to turn on the oven to cook the turkey. So turn. Earn. And if it's already cooked, then we want to turn off the oven. Turn has our er sound. T-earn. T-earn. You know I'm going to say it. What two letters make the er sound? You are. Turn the oven on to cook it. Turn the oven off when you're finished cooking it. Turn. All right, so we have turkey with our U R and purple and curtains and purr. And now we have turn. Turn on the oven or turn it off. All right, take 3 more seconds for your oven. 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to tell you the boy's name. Ready? He has a name and it has our UR sound. Ready? T-erner. T-erner. Turner. His name is Turner. Have you ever heard of that? I have too. Okay, if you haven't, it is true. It is a name. Turner. So let's color Turner's jeans blue, his pants blue. Color his jeans or his pants blue. Turner has our UR sound. Turner. Now, if this was Thanksgiving in this picture, do you know what day Thanksgiving is always on? It's always on the same day of the week. Always. It's never on a Monday, never on a Tuesday, it's never on a Saturday. Do you know what day of the week Thanksgiving is on when we eat turkey? Take 3 more seconds for those blue jeans. 3, 2, 1. Yes, it's on a Thursday. Thursday. Thursday has our UR sound. All right, let's color his top. What he's wearing on top, let's color that. Oh, we haven't used red. Let's use our red crayon. Any kind of red will work. Up top, color his top red. So Turner might be having Thanksgiving on Thursday. Thursday. But it might not be Thanksgiving. Might just be a special day. It could be Saturday. Listen to Saturday. Does Saturday have it? Yes, Sat-er, the er sound in Saturday has you are. You are. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right, I want you to look at Turner's hair because it has curls in it. He has curly hair. Let's color his curly hair yellow. Can you find a yellow crayon? The word curly has curl. Do you hear it? Curl. What two letters are making the er sound in curl? Yes, you are. We've got it. We know it now. All right. Turner has some curl in his hair. He's got a kitty cat that says purr, purr, purr. He might have some turkey, and he won't forget to turn off the oven. And he has purple curtains in his kitchen. Okay, friends, we did all the coloring that we're going to do. Put down all your crayons. Find a pencil. Look at number one. With your pencil, we are going to circle the objects. Look at number one. See all those pictures going across? We're going to circle the ones that have our U-R-R sound. If you hear U-R-R, I want you to circle it. Ready? Number one. Purse. P-urs. Should we circle it? Yes. Yes, we should. P-urs. It has our U-R. The next picture is a harp. Harp. No, leave it alone. Our next picture is nurse. Nurse. Yes, circle nurse. The next picture is a horn or a trumpet. No, leave it alone. How about cart? Cart. Nope. And the last picture shows surf. Surf. Yes, circle surf. All right, let's check it. You should have purse circled, nurse circled, and surf circled. Got them all? All right, let's look at number two. We're going to read that word. Here we go. Surf. Surf. Yes, trace the circle around you are because you know that's what we're working on. Scoot over. We have an S. We need to fill in the letters that say er. You are. And then we have an F, so that spells surf. Now scoot over to the long line. Let's write the word surf. S, er, you are, F, surf. Let's read it. You should have S, U, R, F, surf. Number three. Here we go. Let's read it. B, er, st, b, er, st. Burst. I ate so much I might burst. I ate so much turkey. Trace the circle around you are, or you are says, er. Scoot over. We have to fill in the missing letters. What two letters say er? You are. Scoot over. Let's write the word burst. B, 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 er, you are, st, s, t, burst. Check it. You should have B-U-R-S-T, burst. All right, let's do number four. That is a little baby, and there's an arrow pointing to the top of his head. What's on the top of his head? Curl. Let's write curl. It's not going to be a K. K-K. Yep, it's a C. C. Curl. What two letters say er? U-R-O-L. Let's check it. You should have C-U-R-L. Will you circle the U-R in the word curl for me? Circle that for me. You should have U-R because U-R says er. Let's try number five. Oh, look at the poor little puppy. It is hurt. Let's write the word hurt. H-er. U-R. T. Let's check it. You should have H-U-R-T, hurt. Will you circle the U-R in hurt for me? Because U-R says what? Er. You are sesser. And boys and girls, we did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.